shop. So not only do they have a great selection of jewelry items, they can also do repairs, appraisals, spa treatments, custom design, you name it, Dylan Rings can get it done. So get by there. See the new and improved Dylan Rings at 119 Brown Springs Road. And be sure to tell Josh and Leslie Ryder that Joey on the radio sent you.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. U.S. consumer confidence held steady this month, even as Americans are still concerned about high prices and feeling less optimistic about the short-term future. The Conference Board, a business research group, said that its consumer confidence index ticked down to 104.7 in March from a revised 104.8 in February. Consumer spending accounts for about 70% of U.S. economic activity. The Supreme Court heard arguments in its first abortion case since conservative justices overturned Roe versus Wade 2 years ago. The question is the ease of access to a medication, mifepristone, used last year nearly two-thirds of U.S. abortions, a decision expected by early summer. The Dow is ahead 80 points now, and the NASDAQ adding 42 points. This is SRN News.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers is fading away quickly for most of us. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Temperatures today, upper 60s to around 70. Partly cloudy, cooler tonight. Overnight low 48. Tomorrow, sunshine. 74 for a high on Wednesday. A little cooler Thursday. I've got us in the upper 60s with more sun. And then a beautiful Easter weekend forecast. Sunshine, 72. Good Friday. Upper 70s Saturday. Near or above 80 on Easter Sunday with more sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. A third suspect has been arrested in the shooting death of 16-year-old Michael Cole Jr. Montgomery police have charged 18-year-old Jarrell Brown with felony murder. Teenagers Nicholas Shepard and Nedvin Jones have already admitted being involved in the shooting death of Michael Cole Jr. on January 25th. The deadline to register to vote in Alabama's April 16th runoff is quickly approaching. Those who are not already registered and those who have moved to another voting place must register by Monday, April 1st. Voters can mail in a completed registration form, go to the County Board of Registrars, or register online. Stellantis is recalling nearly 318,000 Dodge and Chrysler automobiles because the side airbag inflators can explode and hurl metal fragments at vehicle occupants. The recall covers certain Chrysler 300 and Dodge Chargers from the 2018 through 2021 model years. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
A serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
How you conduct yourself in a democracy?
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. Into the program. Again, 334-272-9228 if you want to join in on the conversation. Watching live right now, it appears very soon, soon indeed, RFK Jr. will announce his running mate in the 2024 race. And, you know, often folks, I've learned to ignore internet comments, especially from folks I don't know. But occasionally, a stranger will throw something at you that is quite accurate. And he said, people need to stop thinking about the 2024 election as a binary choice between Trump and Biden, because RFK Jr. is an actual player. The man is leaning on new media and podcasts hard. I think he's attracting a different type of person who probably hasn't voted for Democrats or Republicans for a long time. I think he's appealing to a lot of disaffected voters, people who feel politically homeless, for lack of a better word. So think of it, if you're going to think historically, like, say, Ross Perot. Now, Perot, it seems conventional wisdom, is pulled from H.W. Bush. But who does RFK Jr. pull from? And when asked about this recently, are you worried about playing spoiler? He said, that's not how I'm thinking of this at all. I'm playing to win. And I think his hope is to get into a contested election, one where nobody gets the 270 electoral votes to actually be the next president of these United States. And what it then happens if you can't get that 270 number is you throw it into the House of Representatives, and each state, cited by their delegations, each state gets a vote. Be fascinating to watch what happens if it's thrown into the House of Representatives, if a presidential election is actually thrown back into the Congress. Because in a lot of ways, what is that guy? Hold on, I got to pull up the RFK Jr. What is this Native American man doing there? Sir, don't do that in public. Sir, what are you doing? Or step out from behind the... Oh, okay, he's beating a drum. Oh, thank God. Or what is that? Here, let's turn the sound on. So apparently that's what's happening at RFK Jr.'s rally. Everybody seemed pretty solemn there, though, as the man's performing that. So, that angle, whoever's running the camera, stop it with that camera angle right there. Whoever's doing that, don't do that. Just, wow. Let's go to line one. You're on the air. Who's this?
Rich, good afternoon, sir.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. Just making money. It's always a good thing. Let me make a mention. Well, first of all, very quickly on the Baltimore Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
The captain, you might have already said this, did not follow procedure. First thing he was supposed to do is drop his anchor. The first thing.
And he thought he could get power back on and avoid the thing, yeah.
Well, the rules of maritime rules say you lose power going into a port, you drop anchor ASAP, and then you right. worry about your engine.
Well, and you hope the anchor actually takes.
Yeah, but, you know, in a shallow port, by the time you're in port, I imagine your anchor's going to take. But they didn't do nothing. And I think they said it was going in at 8 miles per hour. What the hell am I talking about? The nautical miles. It was just probably pretty fast, around 10, 15 miles an hour. So in globalism, wonderful. So where we get container ships bringing Japanese cars over here to run our bridges down. And another weird thing is now a bunch, and this is how they're going to do it, just like this will be a pandemic for the animals. All these cows coming down with bird flu. Tens of thousands of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's obviously an Asian avian flu. And, you know, what do we have next? The chickens getting mad cow disease, Joey? I hate to be comical about it, but that's the first thing that came to my mind. They go, okay, they tell us chickens got mad cow disease, they got the bird flu. No more poultry and beef. Damn, that's a shame, guys. Y'all eat bugs for a while. They could pull that in one day. Wouldn't be a damn thing anybody in this country could do about it.
Wow.
So that's a reality because they already shut us down. So they don't have to worry about turning us into vegetarians, just pollute our food. And who is I briefly got to look at Robert Kennedy's running mate, the woman.
People are claiming he's going to pick her. But we'll see. The actual announcement's about to happen here soon.
Oh, good, good. I'm looking forward to it, buddy. Thank you very much. Roll Tide, go Trump.
Appreciate it, Red Top. Let's go to line three. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, this is Ed.
Hey, Ed.
How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, in response to that last call, I know he was talking about the pilot and stuff. If I'm not mistaken, when they come into a port like that, we have our people, American pilots that work for that port or that area, that control the ship while it's in there.
Okay.
Kind of like they do at the docks. You know, they don't let just anybody ride through the Panama Canal.
Sure.
They take over the ship and drive it through. I'm just thinking that I'm pretty sure that's what happens there, too. So we got to be looking more at our training instead of, you know, blaming Shangri-La or whatever.
Yeah, and I have to plead ignorance on this, but we'll see who exactly is to blame for all this.
All right, man. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Ed. 272-9228. If you want to get in on the program again, that's 272-9228. This part of News and Views brought to you by James Cole and Cole Plumbing. And they're at Cole Plumbing. They're ready to help you with any of your plumbing needs. It could be you've got a burst pipe or just a leaky pipe. And you're wondering, oh, this is going to mean a lot of drywall needs to be cut out or maybe the leaks in your yard. So here's the beautiful thing. Cole Plumbing has this proprietary pipelining technology that allows them with precision and expertise to get the job done. That means they're not going to have to dig up a huge hole if the leak is in your yard. They're not going to have to dig up a huge trench finding the source of the leak. Or inside, they're not going to have to tear out a bunch of drywall, leave a big muddy mess inside. Ugh, drywall, especially when it gets wet, is just the worst. But maybe you don't have like that big emergency. It could be an everyday plumbing problem. Cole Plumbing could help you there, like a clogged drain or low water pressure, maybe tree root invasion into your plumbing from that tree you've been watching grow along with you. Or it could be you want to upgrade to, say, a tankless water heater system or a taller toilet, or maybe you want to get real fancy and install a high-end like bidet or Japanese toilet. Cole Plumbing can help you there. That number, 279-8919, that's 279-8919. And just remember, folks, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. Now, I want to share a little something that I wrote up for 1819news.com. My weekly column just came out this morning. The political elite will always cheat. Learn the rules like a pro so you can break them like an artist. I believe Pablo Picasso is attributed that fancy quote. Learn the rules like a pro so you can break them like an artist. Now, not to sound like Thomas Carlyle, but American political players today are either imbeciles or Machiavellians. In our decadent age, one either stupidly believes that traditional American ideals still hold practical sway, or one shrewdly sees that American politics is a wholly corrupt game, whereby cheating seems the only way to play. According to a recent Rasmussen poll, the vast majority of the political elite are choosing the latter, ready to set the murderous Machiavelli to school, while seeing themselves as far too clever to play by the rules. Scott Rasmussen called his survey's findings, quote, the most terrifying poll result I've ever seen. We asked voters, 1,000 voters, to suppose there was an election, and it was close, but your candidate lost, Rasmussen recently told the Daily Signal. And if their campaign team knew they could win by cheating and not get caught, would you want them to do so? Rasmussen gives the result. Among voters, only 7% say they'd rather cheat than win. I wish it was 1% or 2%, but 7% is not bad. Among the elite 1%, 35% would rather cheat than win. Then among a group that we call the politically obsessed elite, people who are not only in the elite 1%, but they talk politics every day or they're in the business, 69% of them would rather cheat to win the election. Again, the top political 1% elite, based on Rasmussen's poll, 69% of them, nice, would rather cheat to win the election. Such a result may suggest to you that the American political system has grown dangerously corrupt. But that is far too generous. Corruption is the system. Corruption is the art of politics in practice, whereby the ruling elite make and break the rules as they see fit to fulfill their artistic vision. So who are these elites anyway? Well, Rasmussen provides an explanation. The elite 1% represent 1% of the population. They are extraordinarily influential. A heavy concentration of them went to one of 12 elite schools. The reason I bring that up is about half the policy positions in government, half the corporate board positions in America, are held by people who went to one of these dozen schools. Their views really play a large role in the country, and it all feeds into this elite 1%. They are in power centers. If you're thinking of who's shaping the mainstream media narrative, it's this group. You may be just as shocked as Scott Rasmussen that the American elite are willing to admit they'll cheat to win in 2024 or any other year. You may also be surprised to find that in the same poll, 47% of the elite 1% of American voters believe the United States provides too much individual freedom. But why? Why the shock and surprise? The elite of this nation, even the founding generation, have never been innocent men, free from vain ambition, corruption, and sin. Augustine's libido dominandi, the lust for domination in us all, has yet to skip a generation. When the colonists threw off the British yoke, they did not free themselves from man's depravity to man. Man's fallen state did not cease when the bomb fell on Japan, nor when the Nazis suffered ultimate defeat. Man was not redeemed by the fall of the Berlin Wall, nor did his history of wickedness come to an end with the Soviet Union's fall. Indeed, as long as political ideals have dripped from American lips, American politics has been a sordid art born of necessity and ambition. The difference in America today is that the corrupt art of politics is more crystal clear than ever before for the average man to witness. So crystalline, that even the elite 1% are willing to admit they cheat. Why try to hide what anyone with a curious and keen eye can see anyway? What's the worry? What challenge could everyday Americans ever pose to the transparently corrupt political elite? Well, the more coldly crystallized a particular political form or fashion becomes, the more its spirit wanes, until it turns so brittle it beckons to be broken by the gentlest gust of pure wind. The best artists learn the rules like a pro, so that they may break the rules with subtlety, precision, and expertise. But when art is reduced to a set of tired rules, trends, processes, and stratagems, it will become such an obviously fragile thing that any non-artist, any bum off the street, will possess sufficient knowledge to shatter a work of art irredeemably. Brazenly and nakedly relying on political force and fraud will only sow more seeds of force and fraud in return. Individual virtue, imagination, and ingenuity will always win out over the rigged rules of an obvious, well-worn game. And the American political elite's art has become pretty darn obvious. Call me an imbecile or a Machiavellian as you please. But I truly believe that with the right spirit, everyday Americans will eventually find a way to cheat the political elite out of their cheating.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. Quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet, so just come see us because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable. I think we don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to the program. This part of the show brought to you by Pest Pro Services. And they're at Pest Pro Services. Ashley and her team, that great team there, that growing team there at Pest Pro Services, well, they're ready to help you with any of your pest control needs. And I suspect with all the springtime coming alive, and especially all this water that we're getting dropped on us, all this moisture soaking into the ground, along with temperatures rising, that you're going to have more pest control needs. So whether you're dealing with mosquitoes or termites, maybe it's a problem with fire ants, wasps, yellow jackets, including subterranean yellow jackets. Those things are just nasty. Pest Pro Services can help you with all of that. In fact, when you call them at 265-9990, be sure to ask about a free termite inspection. And the deal with termites is homeowners insurance does not cover termite treatment or damage repairs. And treatment is much less expensive than damage repairs when it comes to termites. So call up Pest Pro today, ask about that free termite inspection. And what they can do is they can essentially, you say, yeah, let's get the treatment done. They can lay down bait. So when termites hit your property, they're going to hit that bait first. Pest Pro will know and come out and take care of them. But again, you might as well get the yard treated for mosquitoes, for fire ants, especially if you have a big property, so you have a pretty massive fire ant network underground. Pest Pro Services is the place to go. Or maybe you're just looking for a great local pest control company that you can trust, run by local people who are always giving back to the community. That is Pest Pro Services. So again, that number, 265-9990. That's 265-9990. Or you can always go to ppsriverregion.com or just search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces today. And be sure to tell them that that Joey fella on the radio sent you. And you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services, great sponsor here of the show. Now, I have to find myself in complete agreement with Glenn Greenwald this morning when I read this. And what he's referring to here, we'll play it, is a 60 Minutes interview. And so on 60 Minutes, they trotted out, what do they call her? A misinformation expert. Wait, you mean propagandist? Or wait, misinformation expert. Do you mean like a censor? What is a misinformation, like an expert on misinformation, right? Wait, so she's a fact checker. Because if you're misinformed, it's not like you're doing anything dirty or wrong or nefarious. You're just wrong, man. You're just wrong. And this is why we need ladies like this, ladies with short hair and big glasses. I think I can pull off that look. Actually not. But we need ladies like this to tell folks that you're just misinformed, honey. You're just so wrong, America. Stop believing things that don't come from corporate news. Stop believing the internet. But Glenn Greenwald goes on. He says, misinformation expert is a fake credential. Yeah. It was invented after 2016 to disguise political censorship as an act of neutral science. And this is the game that is constantly being played. It is the myth of the non-political bureaucrat. Now, am I willing to believe there are some folks working within the bowels of the bureaucracy, whether in Washington, D.C., here in Montgomery, or even in small communities all over this wonderful nation? Sure, I'd imagine there are some folks working in those bowels who really are just apolitical folks. But even for them, I would say this. Unfortunately, the job you've taken has a pretty inherent political aspect to it, given that you're being paid by taxpayers who are legally stolen from. So you should consider that your paycheck is provided by people who are not giving up the money willingly, number one. Number two, let's leave aside, and I can, again, there might be some just apolitical people, especially like think of the military. There's some people who serve, they don't give a damn about the partisan politics, especially when they're actually in it. You know what I mean. They're actually having to put their life on the line. So I grant that. That can't exist. But let's also be honest. There are a lot of folks who, in the name of science, whether you're talking epidemiology, virology, or you're talking the latest when it comes to the tech wars and AI, and, well, all the algorithms used on social media. I mean, computer science is a real thing. Of course. Or it could be the science of running a library. All these folks like to say, I'm just a scientist. I'm just following the science. That, number one, that's not how it works. Number one. Number two, it's awfully convenient that some folks are given the credentials to say, I'm objectively right, without ever having to prove that they're right, without being tested that they're right. If you're so right, honey, if you're so right, doll, then why don't you stand up to scrutiny? Science only works when there's actually a clear give and take between scientists. And when you look at the history of science, the major breakthroughs, the epoch-breaking innovations in thought, they're often done by people you would least suspect. They're often done by people that the academics who know how to play the game and get the right positions. I'm a dean. I'm a chair of this or that. Those folks don't like innovators because innovators often upset what you spent your whole life dedicated to. Your theory was just wrong. So if you want to claim to be objective, if you want to claim to be following the science, whether you're running a library or you're trying to stop the next pandemic, or you're trying to fight back the Ruskies and their damn dirty propaganda, or what the Chinese commies are up to on TikTok, well, then why don't you actually prove your point? Instead of acting like petty kings and queens that actually don't hear anything but their own point of view and won't heed anything but their own point of view. So that brings me to this clip. I guess this inspired that entire rant. This is a misinformation expert. And she's really great at her job. 60 Minutes being so serious. 60 Minutes and the misinformation expert. And what 60 Minutes says here is X, formerly Twitter, only responded to 30% of the notes from researchers flagging misinformation in posts. Wait. People in the community, in the marketplace of ideas, so to speak, 30% of the time were notes from researchers flagging misinformation in posts heeded. We're the misinformation experts. Everything we say, everything we do is correct. How dare you not listen to us? How dare you challenge us? Oh, your authority is illegitimate, number one. Just because you have a government job and a government credential doesn't make you necessarily better than anybody else, even in your given field. You might be one of the best. But I'm sorry, not everybody who's sitting in the federal bureaucracy, certainly not in the bowels, is of the equivalent of the scientists that created the bomb in the Manhattan Project. It's just not the same at all. There are some incredibly impressive people out there. But you're telling me millions of folks are all just experts? No. So that's what they're upset about in this post. Let's listen in together.
Kate Starbird says the social media platforms also often ignored the researchers' suggestions.
The statistics I've seen are just for the Twitter platform, but my understanding is that they responded to about 30% of the things that we sent them. And I think on the majority of those, they put labels.
But just a third?
But just a third, yeah.
And do you suspect that Facebook was the same?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, they're only listening to a look. It's not your job to police speech. Whatever happened to the First Amendment? Not your job. Nobody asked for it. You're just assuming this power. It really does remind me of high school. It reminds me of that stupid time in life where mediocre people have power over you. Nothing more dangerous than the average man or woman who's given undue power. But here's the beautiful thing, folks. If you scroll down that clip there, if you go to the actual 60 Minutes post, there is a community note on it. I guess it's been removed. But that got community noted saying that, well, it's a community note. There's a give and take process. the community essentially decides. And it seems to be running on all cylinders, in my humble opinion. Sometimes the decision comes back where it's like, well, that betrays my politics and my point of view. But this misinformation infrastructure is, like we're talking with Judge Knapp, just an excuse to steal your freedom. Like so much of what the government does, they will try to scare the crap out of you and then demand your loyalty. Don't you want to be a good American? No, I'm kind of tired of your definition of good American. I thought in America, it means I could tell you to go kick rocks. Go away. Leave us the hell alone. Stop stealing from us. Stop sending our sons and daughters to die in pointless wars. And stop pretending like you're the moral elite that is able to force your will on the entire globe. You're flirting with destroying the entire globe. The more you press this in Russia. Sorry, everything's now flowing together. Can't stand these folks. Bloody tyrants. And cheaters. But of course they cheat. And they'll cheat and cheat and cheat again. Now that brings me to a man who's a little more sober than I am. I'm sober, but not sober, you know what I mean. This is Mike Benz. Now Mike Benz has been raised in prominence after a Tucker Carlson interview. But he continues to make the rounds, and he's been working, covering this, well, disinformation, misinformation infrastructure. He says here in this clip that disinformation was a military term to describe enemy propaganda in times of war. After 2014 and losing Ukraine, they started using it against civilian life. Yep, that's the pattern. Let's listen in together.
Information in 2017. Actually, it started right after, you know, Crimea in 2014 with this disinformation term. That was always a military term to describe enemy propaganda. You know, disinformation was not the sort of thing that a government would say its own citizens do. We would just call that ordinary course, First Amendment protected discourse. But what so I started with you know, Russian disinformation using this kind of national security predicate in 2017. But by 2018, it became very evident that that the Russia predicate could only go so far, so they rolled out and expanded it to misinformation and disinformation, saying, well, misinformation, even if it's not a lie, but you make an innocent mistake, that too is a threat to democracy. But then they quickly found that they were having a real problem. See, at the time, they were still using this fact checker method for flagging. And they had a problem, which is that a lot of the things that the government was trying to get the social media platforms to censor and government cutouts like the NGOs and civil society firms that the government paid were having trouble getting the platforms to take down enough misinformation because the fact checkers couldn't prove that half of what they were trying to take down was actually false. So they created a new category in late 2018, early 2019 called malinformation. And this is basically what the lion's share of internet censorship now comprises. Malinformation is the idea that even if something is true, if it ultimately leads people to a conclusion that undermines public faith and confidence in a critical government initiative or undermines public faith and confidence in democratic institutions like the mainstream media, then that by itself is essentially the same thing as mis- and disinformation.
Wait. We gotta back that up. Wait. If it's true, but it doesn't play into the public narrative, which is really just private people pretending they speak for everybody else because they won a popularity contest, and half the time they didn't even win it. Good for you, jackasses, cheaters. So I got to hear that again. So malinformation is true information that undermines a government narrative. Is this essentially admitting that human beings can't handle the truth? That in fact you have to constantly lie to them with noble lies going all the way back to Plato in order to keep them in lockstep? Well, it seems actually like in human history, every time a society starts believing a government's noble lie, they end up dead. A lot of the people who believe that lie. Never forget, the biggest purveyors of violence and disinformation on the planet are governments, including the U.S. government. But I got to hear this again. Take it away, Mike Benz. Tell me about malinformation again.
Getting the platforms to take down enough misinformation because the fact checkers couldn't prove that half of what they were trying to take down was actually false. So they created a new category in late 2018, early 2019 called malinformation. And this is basically what the lion's share of internet censorship now comprises. Malinformation is the idea that even if something is true, if it ultimately leads people to a conclusion that undermines public faith and confidence in a critical government initiative or undermines public faith and confidence in democratic institutions like the mainstream media, then that by itself is essentially the same thing as mis and disinformation and should be treated as such by the platforms. This is a very, very dirty trick that basically operates the way a con game does. You know, a con game's, the con there stands for confidence. And what they're doing is they're saying it undermines confidence when people are able to articulate true statements. In fact, one of the things that Just the News helped Foundation for Freedom Online break, if you recall, about almost a year and a half ago now, was a DHS cybersecurity video, you know, from the CISA sub-agency, which said it was doing cybersecurity, but was in fact doing cyber censorship. An obscure little DHS cybersecurity agency put out a 6-minute YouTube video instructing a young cartoon protagonist named Susan to report her own Uncle Steve for disinformation on Facebook because Uncle Steve cited true CDC data to make the argument that COVID was no more fatal than the flu. So they were not arguing that Uncle Steve was wrong. He was citing CDC data, but it was malinformation because it had the effect of undermining public faith and confidence in the severity of the COVID pandemic.
And by the way, it's one thing with Uncle Steve posting that stuff. He's undermining public faith and confidence. Well, how do you bolster public faith and confidence? Especially if you're a bunch of totalitarians. Who have just, I guess, read Aldous Huxley, so now you're just not as heavy-handed as the ones of old. You use creature comforts and other sorts of numbing abilities to get people to not pay attention. But how, if you have a more totalitarian mindset, or you care nothing for actual individual human liberty, how do you bolster public confidence in a mission like that? You undermine private confidence. You pit friend against friend, children against parents, husbands against wives, uncles against nieces. And I was reminded of this reading a few months back Michael Malice's fairly new book, The White Pill. It's a harrowing book, also brilliantly, I think, framed and put together. A lot of tough research went into that book. It's the history of the Soviet Union, but presented in a way where the good guys win eventually. And it is harrowing. But skipping over, say, some of the worst parts, the parts about torture, there are ways to make people talk, and I just won't even repeat right now. It's going through my head. I'm not going to repeat it. Skipping ahead to, say, the Stasi in East Germany, or throughout a lot of the Soviet reign, even in Mother Russia. It wasn't just the boot on the neck, like Orwell said, or it wasn't even just numbing people with drugs and rock and roll and sex and dazzling spectacles. You know, breaking news. Look at that movie. Don't think about your life. No, what they found is that everyday people, in order to feel important, in order to feel like they're of higher status and doing the right thing, will turn on each other for nothing, for a pat on the back, or just to save their own skin when they perceive a threat. Do not underestimate how tyranny sneaks into your life. And I think one of the most insidious ways it does it, and it does go all the way back to ancient Greece and Plato, is you separate the individual from family. You make man's life about the public life. Your private life is of little to no concern. You're probably a brute and a beast if you're so concerned with private life. And when family members or friends are informing on one another, that's an awful place. That's what Mike Benz just said. Here's a tutorial on how to call out your family member, because he's just so wrong. Cheaters and tyrants all. Liars as well. 272-9228 if you want to respond to anything I just said. Again, we have Caroline Dobson coming in at 2. I'll try to get all my negative emotion out, not directed at Caroline. She does not deserve that. But I look forward to talking to her. So I keep saying it to them blue in the face. This government, most of what they do is not legitimate. Not on a moral basis, not on a constitutional basis. Their only legitimacy is their fear and force. And their ability to get you to turn on the people that you might otherwise love. I got to hit a break. But first, let's talk about something crucial to family. And that's your home. Home ownership. And they're at Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams and Madeline Cannon. They've been helping so many families here in the River Region real estate market in Montgomery and the surrounding areas. And they're actually even serving folks out of state. They really are expanding. They do amazing work. And when you work with Kim and Madeline, you're actually working with local folks that you can trust who will get to know you, understand your goals in owning a home, and they're going to get you the best possible deal. Or maybe you're stuck under a mountain of credit card debt or other types of debt, or you want to reinvest in yourself or your family. Well, they can set you up with a great refinance deal. And if you're a veteran, you have to call Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm telling you, like, it's required, because they know the latest with the VA home loan programs. And if you've not taken advantage of these benefits you earn through your service, veterans, you need to call Alabama Home Mortgage today. That number, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or you can always apply online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies like Kim and Madeline. Show you how it's done. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers is fading away quickly for most of us. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Temperatures today, upper 60s to around 70. Partly cloudy, cooler tonight. Overnight low 48. Tomorrow, sunshine. 74 for a high on Wednesday. A little cooler Thursday. I've got us in the upper 60s with more sun. And then a beautiful Easter weekend forecast. Sunshine, 72. Good Friday. Upper 70s Saturday. Near or above 80 on Easter Sunday with more sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor, loader, and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home, fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. Those we're calling it online, Joey Clark Live. That's the name of the channel on YouTube, Joey Clark Live. Like and subscribe, whether you like the show or even if you don't like me and you want to give me hell, I'm fine with that. Or you can always watch the show on the X platform, formerly known as Twitter. The site formerly known as Twitter, at the Joey Clark. Again, 334-272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Now, Truth Social is going public, folks. And I think it's going to be trading under DJT, under Donald Trump's initials. What, $6 billion valuation? But shares of Digital World Acquisition Corp. soared 35% after a court sharply reduced the bond former President Donald Trump has to pay to appeal a New York civil fraud ruling, as we were talking about with Judge Knapp at the top of the show. The ruling came after the approval of a merger between the shell company and the social media group owned by former President Donald Trump. Shares in the merged company are set to begin publicly trading Tuesday under the ticker symbol DJT, Trump's initials. Under the deal's current terms, Trump will not be allowed to sell shares in the company for at least 6 months. Wow. So now that there's less of a burden with this government theft of this bond that was being imposed on Trump, just so he could keep his properties, it's just such a nonsense case. The value of this new publicly traded company is rising like crazy. They'll begin publicly trading today, so we'll see where that is. It could be a massive boost, at least on paper, to Trump. He's suspected to own 80 million shares, which could be worth more than $3 billion or more in the new company. Wowza. That is it's a heck of a thing right there. And by the way, Bitcoin continues to climb like gangbusters. It is kind of remarkable to see how Bitcoin is growing again. And I think this is, I'm not giving you necessarily financial advice. I think it's not too late, folks. I'll put it that way. It's not too late whatsoever for you to invest a little bit of your money. Or if you do your own research, maybe you want to put a lot of your money in. But do your own research. I highly recommend listening. Some of the old interviews, even from a few years back, are still great. And I think because they're a few years old, is the CEO of MicroStrategy, Michael Saylor. I think that guy is pretty spot on. But don't just listen to him. Do your own research across the board. But for instance, can you imagine if instead of getting $1 billion or so bond to build a new prison, it was supposed to be two prisons, as we were talking about yesterday with Will Barfoot. Now it's only going to really cover the cost of one. If Alabama had just taken all that funny money, that monopoly money printed up by the feds and handed out during COVID, and bought $1 billion worth of Bitcoin, Now, the people in this state, and certainly not the players over on Goat Hill, would have ever gone for that. I know I'm talking crazy here. But I think it would have been, well, obviously, looking at the numbers now, would have been a great bet. And even if the numbers weren't running up just at this moment, I think it would have been a great bet. And you have what's fascinating, other nations around the world now getting in on this game. It is, I think, a great way to save your people's wealth through time without it being taken from you by, say, the U.S. government printing more money. So El Salvador, Acule, El Salvador has purchased over 5,700 bitcoins a day at an average price of $42,700. With Bitcoin recently surging past 70 grand, the country's holdings are up nearly 80 million. And Michael Saylor, by the way, has been, he put a lot of his company's money into Bitcoin. And it's now, I think, working out for him. The returns have been remarkable. And here's where I'm coming from. There's going to be a thing called the halving, where essentially the production of new Bitcoin through the mining process, like, essentially be cut in half. So the supply is going to become even more scarce as new coins come online through the mining. But can you imagine if a massive company, you're already seeing BlackRock, Fidelity, all these other ones, I think Grayscale is one of the biggest, through these ETFs, are now offering Bitcoin to institutional investors and institutional money. But can you imagine if Apple, even though they're under a lawsuit now under the Antitrust Act by the DOJ, if Apple parked some of their massive cash reserves into Bitcoin? Not only would it be good for Apple, it'd be good and great for Apple shareholders. And this very well could be the wave of the future. And if that's the case, we could look at the exact spot price right now for Bitcoin. If that's the case, Bitcoin's a little over $70,233.42. It'll change here in a few seconds. You're talking not, oh, it's going to grow 100%. It's going to go to 140, 150. Now, I'm not talking about 100% over the next 5, 10 years. You're talking about like a 10X. Talking massive growth. If this new technology that, again, if you're interested in this sort of thing, do your own homework. There are so many resources right now. It is not too late to understand where this is going. But if this technology becomes the main way for people to store value across time, without having to invest in properties, without having to invest in resources, natural resources and the like. Why is it all these rich people buy all this stuff? Because, well, if they're just sitting on their money in the bank, they're losing money, they're losing wealth. But if there is now a digital form of property that allows you to store wealth across time, it'll be the hardest, soundest form of money ever created by man. Even better than gold, that's a good thing to put a little bit of a bet on. I don't suggest, well, anything. Again, make your own decision. And I don't suggest selling the house or mortgaging out the house to do something like that. But even if you got a little cash laying around, $20, $100, like it's a savings account, just put it away. As the cool kids on the internet say, stack sats, satoshis, and watch it grow. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. And I believe, again, Caroline Dobson, candidate for Congress.